And it's 1 week to Election Day in the United States. Donald Trump and Joe Biden making their final push for votes. The pandemic hasn't just led to a surge of early voting. It has also entirely changed campaigning. Joe Biden has been addressing smaller public events in front of socially distanced supporters. Donald Trump continues to hold big rallies packed with thousands of people. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan has been taking a look at the contrasting campaign strategies.
Well, I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Gastonia! Gastonia!
Donald Trump addressing a rally in North Carolina.
Our country will never be a socialist country. Never.
It's taking place outside on the tarmac of an airport, but despite COVID-19 restrictions, thousands of people are packed together, many not wearing masks.
Big event here, a lot of people packed together. Would you be concerned that maybe this event could be a health risk?
You got to live your life. I mean, I do think that, yeah. So you only get one of them, and you got to live it. And I think, I believe in God, and I have my faith, and if it's my time, it's my time. If it, you know, I believe, like I said, I want to be cautious, but I think this is important enough to be out here to support him.
He's allowed people to have freedom. He's had allowed states to have rights to make those decisions for themselves, and I'm pro-freedom, so I like it.
He caught the virus himself. Some would say maybe he could have taken more precautions himself. Would you agree with that?
Bounced back pretty quickly, so makes me question some of the validity of the hype and hysteria.
Donald Trump is behind in all the opinion polls. Would you be afraid that he won't be able to do it on Election Day?
You know what I like about opinion polls? They're so wrong so often. You know, I look at the opinion polls, I look at the rallies, okay? I saw the video where Biden had three cars drive by somebody's house in the middle of the street.
He's a good businessman, and America is a corporation, and it should be run as such, and so therefore, he's the man for the job.
Some media reports suggesting he wasn't that good a businessman, he had a lot of debts, he wasn't paying his taxes. What did you make of those reports?
I didn't really care. I didn't really care what he was doing like that. It's what he's done for us so far. Is what I care about.
He's the smartest man we ever had come into the presidential circuit. I mean, anybody can build a skyscraper like that, have his own airplane, a couple of helicopters on his own. He don't need the government money, and he ain't taking it.
Now, there have been some media reports that he's in financial trouble and the businesses aren't doing that well and he wasn't paying his taxes. What did you make of those reports?
I believe they're all lies. I mean, you know, the man ain't gonna have a plane and helicopters if he ain't paying taxes. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Now, Donald Trump has said that he may not accept the election result and that there could be fraud. What would you say to those concerns?
Go for it, brother. Take them down. They've been trying to take you down for 3.5 years.
Joe Biden's socialism. I don't wanna live in a government-controlled society. I wanna be able to do things that I wanna do without having to ask people from the government questions in order to do so.
How y'all doing? My name's Joe Biden.
The Democratic candidate also holds campaign rallies, but they look very different to Donald Trump's.
Despite the crisis we face, we have an enormous opportunity to build back better. The American people have had the blinders taken off. To replace Donald Trump's incentives for companies to ship jobs overseas.
Joe Biden's campaign events tend to be smaller, with just a handful of socially distanced supporters. He also holds drive-in rallies, where attendees remain inside their cars.
There's no better, no more appropriate place to hold a drive-in rally than in Motor City, USA.
Hello, Philadelphia!
In recent weeks, former U.S. President Barack Obama has started hitting the campaign trail for Joe Biden.
With Joe and Kamala at the helm, you're not going to have to think about the crazy things they said every day.
The Biden campaign also organizes small local events.
People in the front, remember, go slow.
Events like Riding with Biden, where groups of cyclists get together wearing their Joe Biden t-shirts and ride their bikes to show their support for the Democratic candidate.
And it looks like overwhelmingly Democrats are coming out right now. Strong, woo! Strong return.
It's called Cast a Vote for Biden and Get Out and Vote. Woo! One, two, three.
The Biden campaign also holds lots of online events, including several Irish Americans for Biden virtual rallies.
The have a voice, make a choice for our country and our children. Clear the way to a better day.
There's plenty of music, as well as addresses from prominent Democrats like Congressman Richard Neal.
When Speaker Pelosi and I alerted the UK to the idea that there could be no trade agreement, I couldn't have been any happier that Joe Biden said all the right things about the Good Friday Agreement.
Clear the way for Saturday. Irish Americans for Biden.
Music there from Irish Americans for Biden virtual rally, ending that report from our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan. It's 8:31 on Morning Ireland.